ably engineered the party through its last election cycles on. Good morning, Mr. Chairman. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Tom. It's a pleasure to be here. And, you know, before we begin, I'd like to just express my personal gratitude and that of the Suffolk County Republican Committee to the tens of thousands of veterans who really protected, who gave up their lives and time away from their families for the freedoms we enjoy, and the tens of thousands of men and women in uniform who continue to defend us in faraway lands so that we can have the liberties and freedoms that we enjoy today.
Thank you, Jesse. And it's one
it's
of the
including
things,
yourself.
It's one of the things we've been talking about on the show is the how fragile the republic is, how fragile this America, this experiment of ours, compared to the rest, you know, compared to China and Russia and England and France, you know, that have been in business for hundreds of thousands of years. They look at us like, hey, you know, these still the newbies on the block, so to speak. And I just don't think we can keep pounding on America and think that she can continue to stand the way we've been going after her.
Well, when we have the men and women of uniform that stand up when others sit down or express themselves in their constitutional, you know, as the Constitution provides them to do that, that's what keeps the flame of liberty in this great country, flaming very brightly. Yeah. And, you know, the one thing that we have is the rule of law.
Yes, we
and
do.
The understanding of this great Constitution that our forefathers gave us. And that's why I'm always a little bit hesitant when there are changes being proposed for partisan political reasons to that great document that has guided us for hundreds of years and has propelled us to be the country where we are the awe of, you know, the world right now.
Absolutely. Well, Jesse, you know, we've been friends for a while, and I think I've gotten to know you better in the past year, and I've ably watched you, take over when John Laval had stepped down after a long stint as the chair. So two things. Tell us what your expectations are as the chair of the party, and two, give us your take on this last go-round of elections.
Sure. My expectations for and the goals for the party are what they have been since I first was elected to the Brookhaven Town chairmanship back in 2007, I guess, about 12 years ago. It is to grow the party, to have the party connect to the taxpayers and residents of Suffolk County, to expand the party, and to bring in the voices, the thoughts, and the ideas and the of, you know, countless other residents that may be shut out of other parties, that may feel that their voices are being silenced other places. We have a big tent here in the Republican Party. You can just look at my tenure in Brookhaven, where we brought in many differing views. We stick to our principles and the tenets of our party about lower taxes, smaller government, job creation, protection of our quality of life, and the defense of those men and women in uniform, whether they be first responders, law enforcement, or U.S. Armed Services. And we always put my mantra in Brookhaven and my mantra here in Suffolk County now, in the, I guess, 6 months that I've served in Suffolk County, is that the people come first. Politics comes second. We do and we govern what's best for the people, and the voters will come. And I believe we saw that in the last go around about a week ago at Election Day. We had a very successful night here in Suffolk County for the Suffolk County Republican Party. I was heartened by the fact that we extended our winning streak in the legislature by adding an eighth seat with Anthony Piccirillo in the 8th Legislative District. Mm-hmm. We flipped a town supervisor and a town board in Riverhead from Democrat to Republican.
I don't think anybody expected that either.
No, we were working quietly there. I mean, Tammy Remikoff, the leader in Riverhead, did a great job. You know, she corralled those individuals. She gave them some information. She gave them the resources that whatever limited or what she had available so that she could stay the course. We knew we had an ability to demonstrate to the people of Riverhead, the people of the East End, and the people of Suffolk County, quite frankly, that the progressive left socialist type of government and agenda does not work. It does not work on Main Street America. It doesn't work on Main Street in Riverhead. It doesn't work in Main Street Suffolk County. And we were able to flip that. Now we have Frank Brayrot, who's going to be there as a new councilman. He came within 100 votes 2 years ago of being elected. We have Councilman Hubbard being reelected to that board. We have a new supervisor, Yvette Aguiar, a Hispanic American who is in has a background in counterterrorism, working with the New York State Police Department. She's got a business background. And now in January, a board that was controlled by a left socialist Democrat is now going to be a 4-1 Republican board come January. Those are great successes. And, of course, we had great sweeps.
Jess, I got a question for you that I heard about this morning, literally as I was coming into the airport here, because this is where we're broadcasting from, is that my friend and yours too, Pete King, is not running again.
Yeah. I had a long conversation with Congressman King yesterday. Him and I go back to about 20 years mm-hmm. when he assisted then Congressman Grucci, who I served as the chief of staff to, you know, become acclimated and was like the buddy system for members of Congress back in 2000. You know, I spoke to King. I've spoken and relied on Peter King for a number of years, even before I became chairman of Suffolk County or even chairman of Brookhaven on a number of issues. And his voice, his efforts, is a great loss for America. It's a great loss for our state, and certainly it's going to be felt more poignantly right here on Long Island. You know, but you understand that. You understand he wants to spend more time with his family.
Sure.
He wants to, you know, take those years with him and Rosemary, who is a wonderful woman and someone who we thank on a regular basis for having sure. allowed to share her husband with America all these years, for, you know, 28 years. As he served as a member of Congress, he will be missed. And more importantly, I think that America will miss him far greatly.
Yeah, he's one of the lions of the House of Representatives. No way else to explain him. My oldest son, Tom, is coming on at the end of the show because he's a veteran, 11 years in the Army as an officer. But he worked for Congressman King 2 summers as a legal intern when he was in law school on the Homeland Security Committee. So he and Pete are very close. And you know, I'm somewhat saddened, and it's an emotional day for me. I've been at his house. I've been to events with him, and he's going to be missed by everybody in New York, and I agree with you, in the United States. He's a real voice of reason, and just hope we can replace him with another voice of reason. That's all.
I think we will. And you know, last night I communicated a lot of information with the various town leaders, you know, the 10 town leaders of the Suffolk County Executive Committee. I reached out to Nassau County Republican Chairman Joe Cairo. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to have a series of conversations. The business of making sure that Long Island's voice is maintained.
Very important.
In our nation's capital is our first order of business. Good. And we will do that methodically. We will do that with consultation. We will do that with cooperation with, you know, the two, you know, the towns involved, you know, Bill Garbarino in Islip, Anthony Pencella, for the most part, in Babylon. We will do that with our partners and friends in Nassau County, and we'll do that with our partners and friends in the minor parties, in the Conservative and Independence Party.
We had Frank McKay on earlier, and I couldn't get your counterpart, Rich Schaefer, on. We were going back and forth, but I guess the schedule didn't permit it. So we had Doc Spencer give somewhat the moderate Democratic take on where we are. So, Jesse, you know, going forward now, where do we go as Long Islanders and New Yorkers, and where do we go going into 2020? It's such a pivotal year with our presidential election and the presidential primaries coming up in April.
Well, you know, as Republicans, we're taking a front row seat, and we have our popcorn, and we're going to watch as 17 ultra-left socialist Democrats try to out-freebie each other. And I will tell the listeners of your radio show and throughout Long Island is I would be careful and be very considerate and be, you know, very in tune to what they're saying, because they're playing with Long Islanders' money. They are giving away Long Islanders' money. All these free Medicare for all that even left Democrats are criticizing Elizabeth Warren, Senator Warren, mm-hmm. about, because she can't make the numbers add up. At least Bernie Sanders is honest about it, that, you know, taxes are going to go up for people like you and me here on Long Island because of Medicare for all and his policies.
What does Mike Bloomberg do to the race, Jess?
I don't know if there's a voice or an ability for a centrist Democrat, if he can be termed that, in the Democratic Party right now. It has been hijacked to the ultra left by the socialists, progressives, within that wing of the party. They want to use other people's money to give free initiatives out to their friends for their own personal agendas, not for the agendas of the country. And they're going to be fighting with our money. And eventually, when you play with other people's money, you run out of money.
Well, that's what Margaret Thatcher always said. The one thing about socialism, you run out of giving away other people's money. The
exactly.
money runs out.
And you know, and where has Mike Bloomberg is a billionaire.
Right.
He is a billionaire that these individuals want to attack and
right.
use and take his money that he's worked to get to, and he's used to employ thousands of individuals to disperse it. Because they believe, these socialist Democrats believe, that they know what's better to use your money for than you do. And that's the basic tenet of the Republican Party. And that's why socialism will not work in Suffolk County. It will not work on Long Island. And it will not work in the United States.
Well, Jesse,
the election days, if I could just finish here, the election day a week ago proved that. Just look at Riverhead.
How do we get past that with the crazy antics that came out of the New York State Senate and Assembly now? I mean, they voted for every left-leaning idea that the Democratic Party wanted to put forward.
Bad for the state of New York, bad for the people of Long Island, but it also woke up the people of Long Island.
I think it did.
And you saw that throughout Long Island, not just in Suffolk County. You know, my great friend, Joe Cairo, we're both field guys. You know, we're both people who are in the trenches and lead from the front. We have volunteers going door-to-door and phone banking. He captured that tenant, and he came back to not only solidify himself in Oyster Bay, win everything in the legislature, but he took back the town of Hempstead. And we saw that in Suffolk County, where we took back the town of Riverhead. We took the 8th legislative district. We won our big towns in this big sweeps of Smithtown, Islip, and Brookhaven. We saw great gains in the towns of Southampton. We see that the voters responded. And I'm not going to, lie here. We told the residents of the town of Brookhaven and the town and the county of Suffolk and in special legislative districts and all that such that this is the type of government that we rejected. If you want licenses for illegal aliens, if you want to have to dig into your pocket and struggle to pay for your kids' college, yet it's okay for undocumented aliens to get free tuition, we have to stop that.
Well, how do the Democrats defend it, though?
The cashless bail, which is basically going to keep crooks, criminals, violent drug dealers on the streets. This is what a Republican Senate blocked for all these years. And for all the criticisms that a majority may have, the one thing that every leader in the state Senate of the Republican Party has said over and over again is that their biggest challenge, their biggest role, was to stop these policies. And what happened? These policies have now landed on our desks. They have been imposed upon our residents, and our residents are not happy. And they went to the voting, to the ballot boxes, and they voted with their pocketbooks, and they voted with their commitment and concern for their communities.
Folks, we're on today with my friend Jesse Garcia. Jesse is the Brookhaven Republican chair and now was elected this summer as the permanent county Republican chair. He's done a great job, has re-energized the Republican Party, brought new life and new blood back into it, and I think regardless of who you are, he's been a breath of fresh air for all of us. So, Jesse, we appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule here on Veterans Day to come on with us, and I'll see you on the road, my friend.
Thank you. And to all those listeners, if and when you see a veteran on the street, buy him a cup of coffee, buy her a cup of coffee. And you know, at the very least, how about you just say thank you, especially those members of the first responders and our men and women of uniform that protect our streets every day.
Jesse Garcia, folks, chairman of the Republican Party, Suffolk County. Thank you, Jesse.
My pleasure.
Okay, sir. Bye-bye.